And we're over halfway now. So most of you are probably deeply grounded in your body. So you can never be too grounded. It's impossible. So for the next few days that we have left, I want you to really work on being in your body, whatever you're doing, whether you're sitting, having lunch, walking. Don't use the breaks as thinking time. Make the most of this next few days. Before you know it, it'll be Saturday and you'll be going home. And of course, you don't need to think about that. But this is a very limited time. So make the most of it. So vulnerability is a big part of this practice, dealing with that. And vulnerability is not a weakness. And there is a right way to deal with it. It can be an incredibly beautiful state to be in. Because it's how you can feel when fear starts to really drop away. So real vulnerability is a strength. It's you becoming stronger, more authentic. As the shell that you've created starts to break up and fall away. So for the next half hour, I'd like you to stay as still as possible. Be aware of every finger, every toe, even the desire to cough. So keep it simple. Whatever you're doing, keep it simple. It doesn't need to be complicated. Your mind will come in and try and complicate things, say there must be more I can do. But this is it. It's that simple. You're simply sitting here in this room. There's no deeper meaning than that. The meaning of life is simply this, now. It's not going to get any better than this. My teacher in Japan said to me once, an apple is an apple, an orange is an orange. And it took me a long time to realize that that's what he meant. An apple is an apple, an orange is an orange. It didn't have any deeper meaning. Such a beautiful thing. So sit here, simply sit. Hear the sounds around you. Come back to your breath. Feel the sensations in your body, whatever they are, however uncomfortable or pleasurable. Come back to your breath.